And we're back. Not that we were here.
I'm always with you. This is Mia Miyaklo.
And Carol the Cat. And we just got back from seeing Don't Breathe, the new thriller out. I totally forget who this is directed by. It feels like a Sam Raimi film, but it's not a Sam Raimi film.
Sam Raimi produced it.
Okay, that's why it feels like a Sam.
I am so bad with Spanish names. F-E-D-E is the first name, and I don't remember the last name. Perez, I want to say.
IMDb is your friend.
Yeah.
So, Don't Breathe. This one was intense.
Oh my God! It was fucking intense. I am still... my heart is a pitter-patter. Even after the drive home, which was even delayed by a train. The train was like, no.
No, you need to calm down a little bit.
You need a minute.
Just take a moment. Take a moment. Don't go rob a house.
And I go see scary movies all the time. If I'm not going to the scary movies, I'm watching them at home.
Okay, so the basic premises of this is three stupid kids who are basically trying to save up money by robbing houses. Decide they're going to...
Yeah, they're in Michigan. They're in a...
Yeah, who wouldn't want to rob houses and get the hell out of Detroit?
Right. This is set up in, like, the slums of Detroit.
Yeah. So their next mark is the house of a blind veteran, played by Stephen Lang, who apparently, supposedly, has money stashed in his house. So they go in the middle of the night in the hopes of robbing him without him noticing.
Because they've got some surveillance set on him.
Yeah.
This is not their first robbery.
No.
But I don't think it's their 100th either.
No. I don't think they're well established, which is one of my problems with the film, is that their method of robbing houses wouldn't get you past two, basically.
No. Nope. And certainly not with anybody that's home.
No. So, of course, things go awry because all is not what it seems. And I don't want to spoil anything.
Oh, my God. It is really, 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 really tense. I apologize to you, Carol, because I sat next to you.
There was a lot of, oh, God.
On top of the fidgeting and the...
Grabbing the seat in front of her.
Yes. And a friend of mine came with me, too. I was holding her hand. This really affected me.
It's affecting Sam, too, over there. You're puking here to Kitty puking.
I do want to say that the editing was done really well in the beginning.
Yeah.
Because once they break into the house, it's sort of a seamless... camera. The camera is a character,
which is
because they're going in looking for where money could be,
and the camera,
but it conveniently shows you where all the weapons are.
Yeah, and the camera is it's very smooth. It's very kind of low to the ground, which is probably why I thought it was a Sam Raimi directed film, because it has that Sam Raimi kind of swoopy camera moving all over the place.
The camera was a ninja,
right?
When nobody else. Well, I mean, the army vet certainly had physical prowess, but that's really it.
Yeah. I did think the editing was really good. I thought the sound was excellent because this is a movie where there's long stretches of no music.
Yeah.
Just because you're trying to not breathe and not make a noise.
Yeah, that added to the tension.
Yeah, that's the only way this guy was going to find out where you were. I thought the big reveal midway through... was plausible to a point, and here's my main issue with this film. Up to that point, you're on the guy's side. I mean, at least I was. I get that these kids want to get out of Detroit, but they broke into his house. They, you know, tried to gas him.
There are no protagonists in this movie.
No.
And that's from the get-go.
Right. I didn't sympathize with these kids much at all.
I did at one particular scene.
Well, yeah.
And I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that scene.
No.
But I didn't, up until that point, I really didn't sympathize with these kids because they're kind of stupid and they want to rob him.
They're stupid. They want to rob him. They don't really want to work for their money. They want to do one more job and then...
And if you want to get out of Detroit, why are you getting tattoos? Those aren't cheap, honey.
Well, I don't think she went to
a tattoo parlor.
A tattoo parlor for those tattoos.
But anyway,
I liked it because it, you know, it had a lasting effect on me.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna, I don't know what I'm gonna rate it. B-?
I'm gonna give this one a B. Mainly because this was my second time seeing it, and I was noticing a few more things that I had issues with. So it's going to be one of those horror movies that may not hold up for multiple screenings for me. Green Room, I think, holds up a whole lot better.
Green Room is a different class.
Get off the phone. Sam doesn't want us to record anymore. So I guess we're going to wrap this one up. I'm giving this one a B.
B minus for me.
It's good. I do recommend it. It's rare that you get the horror movie that is this intense and this affecting. So you'll kind of throw a little money at it. I do have to ask, though, why did there have to be a hair? Why did there have to be a hair?
There had to be a hair.
Why? Ew.
I am gonna say, and I don't ever recommend this, but I recommend this movie to watch at home.
At home,
because it just made me so uncomfortable.
It is a very uncomfortable to watch.
This
film
made me very uncomfortable.
So there you go. So this is Carol the Cat
and Mia Miyako,
and that's our thoughts on Don't Breathe. And I walked up the first time I saw this and asked for the ticket to Don't Speak, because I don't know. I had no doubt in my mind. And the lady's like, you're not the first. You're not going to be the last. And of course, I had the damn song stuck in my head for the next 3 hours. So, okay. Don't Breathe. Go in and see that if you want to. And Sam, get your tail off.
Good night.
Good night.